B62. Number 4B.
See, then this is a truth that has a truth content and with which you can do something. With the other truth, it will rain. It is a truth. Nobody can deny that. But you can't do a thing with it. It's of no value. It has no truth content. Yes? Well, same is true with our scientific statements which we make. You know, we go really in ecstasy and say, well, God is all. See? Well, God is all. That's true. Nobody can deny that. Huh? Does it mean something? It doesn't mean a thing. Everybody will say that. The Buddhists will say that, the Jews will say that, the Muslims will say that, the Christians will say that, everybody will say that. But everybody means something else. Therefore, it is not a scientific truth. Did you get that? Huh? So a truth becomes for us, I must say that, for us, only a scientific truth when we can build into a statement as many categories as possible. And with every new category we build in, the clearer, the more precise is the statement. But also the more difficult it becomes. Because then we have to understand the structure within such a statement. As we had here, we said, well, we say ideas resolve illusions. This is true. And everybody knows that, and everybody says that. But very few know how. So we have to put in the category of the process of how ideas resolve illusions in our understanding. So you have here the purpose of understanding is really to understand how ideas resolve illusions. It involves to know the method of your thinking, of your understanding. Just go back to that first part of the 10th chapter. By the way, you have it in the Epitome book. You have there a nice matrix in it that deal with that matrix of how ideas resolve illusions. A whole matrix, a 7x7 matrix. See, it's a whole structure built into this one short sentence. Ideas resolve illusions, three terms. Making showing a law, but that law just doesn't mean anything except you elaborate it through the categories. Here we have elaborated it through the 7x7. Yes. Yeah?
That's why the disciples then couldn't emulate the teaching because they didn't have the science. They couldn't have the relationship to the law behind the phenomena that example of the idea behind the illusion.
Yeah.
And that's why we haven't been doing it ever since.
Well, that's
until
one thing.
We had this structure.
We don't have that structure, huh? Therefore, can you see that something more was necessary for the disciples, not for Jesus, huh?
No.
But for the disciples, because a 5,000-year period is a period of where Jesus said, follow me, do what I do. So, he only showed to them how ideas do actually resolve illusions. And they could understand, they could see that, but not yet understand it.
Were they faith healers?
Beg your pardon?
Were the disciples faith healers then?
I don't know, I haven't been with them, yes. we have to be careful. Yeah, we don't know really. Huh? Well, Mrs. Eddy used to said in the textbook that the patriarchs and the prophets and so on, that they did many mighty works. And then she said, but I must know the signs of it. So she indicated through the, in a roundabout way, that they must have a wonderful trust in the truth, but may not have seen the signs of it. Yes.
I'm having a little trouble correlating the fact that the unity of Jesus and the idea that ideas dominate illusions. How do we get from the unity of Jesus and the idea?
Well, that unity is brought about through that fact that his Christ consciousness, which is idea, his idea consciousness, resolved all the illusions in him, in his body, in his healings, in his actions, in his life work, and so on. There was just no other law that could run against ideas. So he was the, what Mrs. Eddy calls, the embodiment of the Christ idea. His body was showing forth, the workings of ideas resolving evil. Yes? So that the body could not go against the idea. The body could not say, no, I don't fulfill the idea. There was no physical law in him, no social law in him, no financial law in him that would go against the idea. Whatever problem he had to solve, financially, relation-wise, law-wise, physical-wise, he would always see that the idea is embodied in him, and that the other laws had no power over it. Yes?
Stage where people so often say all that matters is that we live Christian science.
Yes.
We attempt to be like Jesus, Christian.
Yeah.
So that's the purpose of the whole thing.
The purpose of the whole thing, yes, but yeah, we have here only the purpose of understanding.
Well, the purpose of understanding is to be like Jesus.
Yeah. When we come to the 6,000-year period, what is then really the purpose of understanding, the form? I think I made a bit of a mistake that I said the purpose of understanding. I really should say the form of understanding. Yeah, I think that was what was a bit misleading. Perhaps even a bit much misleading. Yeah. I meant, what is the form of understanding? What should we understand? What should we drive at to understand? That's what I meant now. Therefore, with the 4,000-year period, what we are driving at to understand is, instead of a physical universe, a metaphysical universe. Then in Jesus' time, that the metaphysical universe has power over the physical universe. Can I put it that way? That the whole form of understanding is going out to get that consciousness that we can, with ideas, resolve illusions. But now when we come really to the 6,000-year period, is there in the 6,000-year period really that which we want to attain as a form of understanding, the same as in the 5,000-year period? Or what changes? And we are now living in the 6,000-year period, and therefore this question is super important for us. It's not just a theoretical academic question. What should we drive at to, and what kind of form of understanding should we culture in order to be able to handle our present age? Yes, Emily? Sorry.
Yeah.
Emily?
It's
structure. We need to cultivate the structure of being in our consciousness so that our consciousness is exactly the same as the structure of being.
Yeah. You see, that's the point now. That's the big point, that we should not just be satisfied with saying, yes, if I know ideas, that's all what I have to know, because with ideas I can control the body, I can control illusions, and so on. But now it is that we say, there is a structure in being, reality is being, and that being is a science. Again, I really should go back and train you in thinking things out. What Adele has been thinking out was on that premise. That she said, can you see? That she said, the premise of the 6,000 year period is that reality is science, and that the symbol for that reality is also science. See, that's the... You begin to reason that way again. Just to go always back to the simplest thing. Therefore, adapted or applied to understanding, she says, okay, reality is a science, with science, and therefore our symbol of understanding must also be science. And what is that? Well, if reality is a structure with categories, if it's the one being with categories, then our understanding must be the understanding of those categories, so that there is oneness between the categories of being with a capital B and the understanding of the categories in our understanding. Therefore, we can see our purpose of understanding is really to find that form of understanding which is isomorphic with the structure of science, of being itself. What does it mean? What does it mean? We said, if we talk today about God, we say we must define God through the three big categories. Don't we? The three big categories are first, a synonymous term that defines the nature of God. A second category, a fourfold operation, to see how that nature operates and is not stagnant, is not that it is dynamic. So the fourfold operation gives to that nature of God dynamics. And the third is the four levels of science. Well, what do they do, the levels? If we have the synonyms giving us the nature of God, if the four give us the operation of God, the dynamics of God, what do the four levels do? Yeah. It gives really a vertical dimensionality that says, well, that one being is really dimensional insofar it's not dimensional horizontally, see? That would be the four sides of the holy city. It's dimensional. When we use dimensional, we always think of the hierarchy of high and low. Now, people may say, well, in being there is no high or low. Well, in being not, no. But in our understanding there is such a thing. that we can either have a very low consciousness or and can rise in the consciousness. The whole textbook is full of that, that Mrs. Eddy shows, especially also in creation, in Genesis, and also very much in Apocalypse, that she says that we go higher and higher and higher, uphill all the way. There, it shows that there is a lower level, then a bit the higher level, and then a more higher level, and the highest level. And we can't say because being is not low and high that this is not so. We are talking not about God. He is not low and high. But we are talking about the way how we structure our standing so that we can rise in the understanding until finally we touch being as it is. So the four levels of science are dimensional sense, a dimensional sense for us, not for God. See? So, if we say in the 6,000 year period, it's not enough to say God is all, that's just saying it will rain, but in order to have a very clearly defined sense of God, where there is no mistake at all about what God is, then we have to put the whole structure into that statement that God is all. And so we put the structure, big categories of the three in it, and therefore we have to understand those three categories. So the form of understanding that we need today is therefore that a structured consciousness, which is isomorphic with the structure of being. Just a side note, in order to answer a question that was asked on Sunday, if we say that being has three categories, how do you write being? About
capital B.
Capital B, huh? Because it is it refers to God itself, to the supreme being itself. Therefore, we write that being with a capital B. When do we write being with a small b?
As we translate it to ourselves.
As we translate to ourselves or to others, the moment we being has to do with the beingness of the one being. Therefore, with the extent of creation, with man of the universe as being, then actually being as a small b. That has been a great question over many years, and it's quite interesting that sometimes the author himself has to know first what he means, you know, what he wants to express to the student. So that he himself must first know, do I want to talk about the one being, God, or do I want to talk about being, just be being, and it's small, huh? And therefore you see, the textbook has only few statements where being is capitalized, only a few, because the textbook is writing about the beingness of being. But the being of man, the being of the universe, the creation of the universe, that is the universe, which is, which has a being, and therefore that is always a small b. So the 10th chapter, for instance, called The Science of Being, is a small b. Though we can talk about the science of being with a capital B. So the author, like, had quite some difficulties in the Oneness book about it. Huh? When to capitalize and when not to capitalize, but only the author had to decide on that. If I write that there is a science of being, say, if I only would write, there is a science of being, full stop, I can write it with a capital B, or I can write it with a small b, according to what I want to say. If I say there is a science of being with a capital B, then I explain God through the categories of being. Say that one being can be understood through three main categories. Yes? If I write about there is a science of being, then I mean all that is, all that happens, huh? All that is in the state of beingness, that too can be understood through science. That too. But then I don't describe that being with a small b as having or as being the three categories of being, but being the expression of those three categories. So it's rather tricky, huh? And you have to watch that, especially in the Oneness book. In other books it doesn't have such a importance, it doesn't come up so much. But that is what we have to see, that the one being has categories, but that being, all being, man of the universe, can understood through these categories. You see, our understanding has those categories within ourselves, so that we can understand all the being there is. Yes? I'll say that again. I never can repeat exactly what I said just before. Huh? Oh, it's very... Sorry. Yeah.
Is it wrong to say that small b, the being, is a verb, an action?
It doesn't need to be a verb. It can also be a noun. Huh? Yeah. The being of being. But that, perhaps like this, we have principle and idea. When we talk about God, we talk about principle. When we talk about being small b, man of the universe, or the realm of ideas, let's say the realm of ideas, we talk about ideas. Both have a being. So God is being with a capital B, and the universe of idea is like being, is also has a being, small b, because it depicts the universe of ideas and not God as principle, not the capitalized term God. Yes, Dorothy.
Well, I thought you said the one being, of course,
yeah,
has categories,
yes,
so that we can understand being.
Yes.
But actually, couldn't we put, like the author could choose there on that second one, whether he means beingness,
yeah,
or the understand the one being.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
actually it is a great choice.
Yes. Exactly. But you put it much simpler than I did. Yeah. Yeah. That's so. I can say we must understand being, and I mean God, or I can say we must understand being, small b, huh? Which means the universe of ideas.
Or the beingness.
Or the beingness, yes. Yeah, the beingness, yeah. Then it's small b, yes. So, yeah.
What did the author mean when he named the school for the Science of Being?
What if the author, what opens
mean the author mean when he entitled the institute School for the Science of
I have decided that, huh? If that should be a capital B.
That would be capital B.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. That's what we want. Is the purpose to present the science of the one being? Actually, perhaps you can see, I wrote it in the Oneness book that there is always one way out to make it clear. The moment you say the one being, mostly, not always, the one being, and you make it a capital B, then you mean God. Whereas if you say being is one, then it's small. It's not the capital. Being is one, it means the oneness. That's at once divine science, the oneness of being, that everything is one. That moment it's a small b. But if it is the one being, usually I change it just into the one being, I mean God, and actually you put it into a capital B. It's interesting also, if I can make a mental note here for next week, there is quite an interesting paragraph in Atonement and Eucharist, where in the same paragraph she uses the life of man. Once she used life small L, and once she uses a capital L. The same rendering, in the same paragraph, once with a capital and once with a small. That's the same problem. See, I can talk about, I talk now about it, not next week in this case, I can talk about the life of man. If I put it in a capital, I say that man's life is God. If I say the life of man, I mean the life that the man has, which is also eternal. It's also eternal and also spiritual. But I mean the individualized expression of that one life, capital L. Then it is the life of man. But the text, the context, doesn't give you a clue. It's only the author that has decided, here I want to show it that it is God. God is my life, capital L. Showing that God is the life, but God is my life, I can also put a small L. And I mean my individual life. Life individualized. So it's the best thing perhaps is to see that it is, the moment it is individualized, it's always with a small L, or in being, the one being infinitely individualized as being, is small b, but also.
Would you?
You go on. Have you another minute?
Just about that.
Just about a minute, sorry.
Would you say then that it is the purpose, or should be the purpose of the 6,000 year period to make that capital L life one, to see that that is one with small l, and also that capital B is one with small b? So this is the whole.
Yeah, it's a bit more naturally. It's a bit more, namely, the accent must be on the structure that understanding is a structured understanding.
Oh, so
that's the main point.
The categories, we understand that one life, and with that understanding, then there's not duality. There is only the isomorphism that you mentioned, one.
Yes, yes.
But I thought that was the accent on the 7,000-year period.
Not if you have the structure with ideas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But the great thing what Max is giving us is the differentiation, the principle of differentiation, so we can see that the difference between when it's saying lowercase life with capital life. And if you don't have that differentiation, there's no educational value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yes, you have to see that.